air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a man's been arrested in connection with the Creasla explosion. A Liffordstranoller councillor says reports that an autism service based at the Glenside Business Centre in Ballybuffet will close from tomorrow are distressing for service users and their parents. Donegal County Council will be undertaking essential maintenance works on the dual carriageway next week. There'll be lane closures in operation. The council says it'll be minimising the disruption but is urging motorists to leave extra time for their journeys in the morning. And a nighttime economy action plan is launched for Buncrana. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it's a Friday beg, on Nuach the Gwyn, Le Colum Ferreter. But we begin with the arrest of a man earlier today in connection with the Creasla explosion that tragically claimed the lives of 10 people on October 7th, 2022. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
As part of the investigation into the Creasla explosion, a man in his 40s has been arrested this morning for alleged offences contrary to the Non-Fatal Offences Against the Person Act 1997. He's currently detained at a Garda station in the Dublin metropolitan region. The investigation into the fatal explosion at a building complex is ongoing, coordinated from Milford Garda Station, where an incident room is established under the direction of a Garda senior investigating officer. The investigation continues to be led by local Gardaí in Donegal, supported by the Garda National Bureau of Criminal Investigation and other agencies, including the Health and Safety Authority and the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities. The man is the seventh person to be arrested in connection with the tragedy.
A Liffordstranoller councillor says reports that autism services based at the Glenside Business Centre on the Glenfin Road will close from tomorrow in Ballybuffet are distressing for service users and their parents. The parents are now being referred to the CDNT, which Councillor Dakota Nick Veneman says is under severe pressure already because of staff shortages and long waiting lists. She says it's her understanding that the CDNT only found out about this in the past few days. She's written to the HSE to express her dissatisfaction with the situation. She says it seems communications within the HSE is a major issue here.
Any care is now to lie within the CDNT and primary care, and so that they'll need to get an assessment of need care. Out. I've also been told that CDNT weren't aware of that until this week, so that has put a lot of extra pressure on them as well to get this end list. And what the concerned parents have told me is that what they were having for the last while through Glenside Autism Service was an hourly support service, and that type of service they've been getting isn't available through the CDNT. They don't have anything that's similar. So it means that these children who are quite used to their routines, you know, when they kind of thrive off routines, now will completely be switched up and they won't know what they're going into.
You were saying they were also told they're going to need an assessment of need. Does that suggest that they're going to go right back to the start of the queue again? Is it not possible for the service that they're availing of at the moment to effectively confirm that need and brief CDNT on the situation, so at least they're not going right back to the start of a long process again?
Yeah, in an ideal world, that's exactly how it should be. It should be carrying over, and that there should be this communication between the two systems, but unfortunately we're not seeing that. And in the letter it is said that they will need to have an assessment of need carried out to consider what support or services they can get. The big problem we're seeing with the HSE is this lack of communication. They've closed it, saying that it's no longer within their remit and that it's within a different remit. So they knew this, so they should have had a plan in place, and to leave parents in limbo like this, it's just not acceptable.
And that was Councillor Dakota Nick Veneman. Donegal County Council will be undertaking essential maintenance works on the N13 dual carriageway between the Dry Arch roundabout and the Manor Cunningham roundabout between Tuesday and Thursday of next week. The works are set to start on Tuesday morning after 9. Council officials say they've added 2 extra phases to the temporary traffic management plan, which is being implemented on the dual carriageway. That will allow the works, they say, to be completed in the critical sections on the outbound lane and inbound lanes closest to the Dry Arch roundabout during non-peak traffic hours. And also, they say, allow the works to move away from the Dry Arch, reducing the impact on peak traffic there. However, the council is advising motorists to allow extra time for their journeys in the mornings. The Muncrana Nighttime Economy Action Plan 2025-2026 has been officially launched. Donegal County Council is describing it as a major milestone in enhancing Muncrana's after-dark culture, community and economy. The plan is intended to strengthen local business, improve safety, enhance public spaces and expand cultural and recreational opportunities for residents and visitors after 6pm. Speaking at the launch, Junior Minister Charlie McConnellog pointed out that Muncrana is one of only 9 towns and cities where this model is being piloted. There were no non-compliances noted in a HICWA inspection at the St Anne's Naoimh Aine designated centre in Donegal. The report was published this morning. The centre had 4 adults with an intellectual disability in residence when inspectors visited in June. More details and a link to the full report available on our website, highlandradio.com. Presidential election candidate Catherine Connolly visited Donegal today and told Highland Radio's Greg Hughes that she is in listening mode. Her trip included visits to Arranmore Island, Gwyddor, Milford, Buncrana, Manon Head, Letterkenny, Ballybuffet, the Glenties Harvest Fair, Ardra and Donegal Town. Earlier, she travelled to see the effects of the defective concrete block crisis and told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show the sense of despair was palpable.
Just come from the Centre for Independent Living, and we have one in Galway. I was in one in Sligo, and it's something that sort of was parallel with my election as a councillor in 1999. The Centre for Independent Living in Galway was very, very active in educating politicians on nothing about us without us, and embedding that philosophy within politicians. And so before that then I was in the Centre for Cultural Integration. That was fantastic. And at 8 o'clock this morning I went up to an estate to look at the defective blocks, the defective concrete, and the sense of despair amongst the people and the householders that I met is just palpable. So I have been very much in a listening mode.
And that was Catherine Connolly speaking during a special 9 till noon show outside broadcast from the TBEX conference at the ATU in Letterkenny. And you can hear that full interview, of course, and the rest of the 9 till noon show. It's podcast on highlandradio.com. You can also watch the show back on our Facebook pages and our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. Staying with the presidential election in Donegal, Fianna Fáil Senator Niall Blaney says he is fully behind his party's presidential candidate, Jim Gavin. He voted in favour of MEP Billy Kelleher during a parliamentary party vote, and earlier Senator Blaney had declared his support for former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, who didn't receive the backing of the Fianna Fáil leadership to run for the Oireachtas. On the 9 till noon show, Deputy Blaney said that despite airing his own views, he fully accepts the party's democratic process.
The important thing for us was that nothing was thrown upon us, that we decided. I think it's healthy to have a contest. We've had that contest now, and we've all got a chance to have our say, and the party took a democratic decision, and we'll all be fully behind that now.
Tourism chiefs are calling on the government to support the sector in the upcoming budget. CSO figures show the number of nights on domestic overnight stays have increased marginally in the second quarter of the year. They were up 0.4% compared to the same period last year. The CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, Ón Ó-Mara Walsh, says the latest figures show home rentals increasing on popularity.
The CSO data kind of shows that hotel stays are marginally down. Now, the data from hotels themselves shows that business is flat, so there's a little bit of a misalignment there, but undoubtedly what's popular with the domestic market, and indeed for overseas visitors as well, is the self-catering sector or holiday homes or short-term rentals.
Two more energy providers have announced increases to their prices. Bord Gáis and Pinergy have joined Energia in raising electricity rates ahead of the winter. The companies are citing continued increases in network costs, the impact of wholesale energy markets and the higher cost of doing business as the reasons. Consumer Affairs correspondent for the Irish Times, Conor Pope, says Bord Gáis customers will be faced with the highest increases at 13.5%.
That's going to see the prices for its customers increase by an average of around 220 euro every single year. And then it was joined by a much smaller player in the market called Pinergy, who announced that it was increasing its prices by around 10%, a move which is going to add around 199-200 euros onto its average customers' bills.
The Cathaoirleac of the Lifford Stranooler Municipal District says there needs to be progress on the SEED project in Ballybuffet. The project involves the restoration of the front facade of the former Ritz Cinema, with the building to be refurbished as an enterprise building, while a new two-storey car park will be developed allowing the existing public car park opposite the Ballor Arts Centre to be redeveloped into a civic space. It's understood Minister Dara Cleary is due in the county in the coming weeks, and it's hoped he'll meet with councillors to discuss the scheme, particularly in light of rising costs. Councillor Patrick McGowan says while the second phase requires some CPOs, officials want to proceed with the RITS project immediately.
They have actually wrote to the department and the minister asking them if we could go ahead with the RITS cinema part. That's shovel ready. We could get out the tender straight away. And now there's obviously questions that the 9 million for the overall project that was granted way back a couple of years ago, that them costs now would definitely have gone up. So we're looking for extra money from the department to increase their part of it. But also Donegal County Council, so as the matching funding, we'll have to do that. So while we're waiting on the CPO, which I believe shouldn't be that shouldn't be too long, but there's no reason we can't start with the RITS.
And that issue of funding is an important one, because as costs rise, the amount of money it's going to take to realise this project rises. But what also rises will be the council's obligation to provide match funding. And if the amount of match funding the council has to provide is increased significantly, that potentially puts the council into a problem situation.
Yeah, well, look, I take it that what we agreed, say, 4 or 5 years ago, we agreed something like 20 million to provide match funding to all these projects and right across the county in Letterkenny, Balfay, and all the other ones. That is there. Our need to increase that is definitely there, but hopefully the council will be able to come up with it. Maybe further down the line, other projects that were added to that in the last few years, say this year, last year, they are the ones that could be in difficulty.
Corncrake breeding in Donegal has reached a 25-year high. Efforts to increase corncrake populations in the west and north are said to be having a significant impact. A recent survey from the National Parks and Wildlife Service shows the number of corncrake territories recorded in the core breeding areas of Donegal, Mayo and Galway have increased by 70% on 2018 baseline figures. Almost 1,500 hectares of land across the country is now being managed by 250 farmers and landowners with a view toward preserving the corncrake. Donegal County Council has written to the Education Minister to outline the importance of a planned extension at St Julian's College in Letterkenny. Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly says that planning permission is due to expire in 2 years. Therefore, it's vital that the planned development is given the green light and funded as quickly as possible. He told a meeting of Letterkenny Milford Municipal District this week that with the school's inclusion on the Adept 2 programme for the past number of years, now is the time for this application to progress.
St Julian's College has grown. There are over 1,000 students there now. They're working off 2 woodwork rooms and 2 science rooms. It's not fit for purpose at the minute. I do know that the parents have written to the Department of Education, the student councillors written to the Department of Education, and the teachers and the principal, Damien McGrory. Now, at the start of a new school year, we need to be highlighting this on the minister's desk to try to ensure that we get this over the line as quickly as possible.
Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 60 minutes past 5. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. It's all set up to be a big night at Finn Park as Finn Harps are bidding to make it into the last 4 of the FAI Cup for the first time in 11 years. Kevin McHugh's side welcome Premier Division Cork City to Ballybuffet tonight. Captain Tony McNamee says Harps will go in with no fear, but also says they have to respect the quality of the opposition, especially the experienced Shawnee Maguire.
They have an Irish international playing up front for them, and it's not as if he's the end of his career, 37 or 38. He's still young enough to be playing. So we have to look after him as well. But no, look, we have to go into it with a bit of confidence as well. We can't be going in fearing the worst. Like, we have to get our preparations right, get our shape and everything right. And again, with hopefully there'll be a decent crowd to give us that extra boost as well.
There will be full live match commentary from Finn Park with Jermaine Doherty and Declan Boyle from kickoff at 7:45. Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley says Drogheda boss Kevin Doherty is doing a brilliant job. The two sides square off tonight in another of the FAI Cup quarterfinals, and Bradley is expecting a tough test against last year's winners.
Kevin's doing a brilliant job up there. They're a really good team at what they do. And we know up there it's a difficult game. It'll be sold out, good atmosphere. But these are the type of games that you look forward to.
Kickoff is at 7:30 at Sullivan and Lamb Park, while in the other of tonight's last 8 encounters, Kerry hosts Sligo Rovers at 7:45. St Pat's are at home to Galway United in the last of the quarterfinals on Sunday evening. There is just one game in the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division tonight. It is a massive game at Daly Mount Park as second place Bohemians meet third place Derry City, where there's also a quarter to eight kickoff. In the First Division, leaders Dundalk host Bray Wanderers. Cove Ramblers are at home to Treaty United, and it is UCD up against Longford Town. In the Irish League, there's a Belfast derby between Glentoran and Linfield. And here in Donegal, the Inishowen League Jackie Crossan Premier Division begins this evening as Kildaff take on newly promoted Quigley's Point Swifts at 8. The FAI have given a vote of confidence to Ireland manager Heimir Hallgrímsson. The Icelandic coach is under pressure after a poor start to the World Cup qualifying campaign with just 1 point from two games. FAI CEO David Curl says they're fully supportive of their manager and that he'll remain in place for the upcoming matches in October and November.
So Heimir's contract was until the end of the campaign, be that in November, March, or hopefully next summer. But I've spoken with Heimir, as you would expect, and we've agreed that we'll see out the remainder of the campaign, and only at that stage will we discuss what the future holds.
Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim has confirmed that new goalkeeper Sen Lammin will not start Sunday's Premier League derby with Man City. The Belgian completed his Old Trafford move on transfer deadline day, but Amorim says that Altay Bayındır will start at the Etihad because it would be unfair on his new player.
It's a different league. It's a different country, different trainings, different ball. So we'll try to maintain that, and they will fight for the position. So for me, for this game, it's clear Altay will start.
In Gaelic games, there is a doubleheader in round one of the Tyrone Senior Football Championship at Healy Park this evening. Gortsheen take on Pomeroy at 7:15, and that is followed by Killyclogher against Loughmacrory at 8:30. Here in Donegal, the two semi-finals in the Michael Murphy Sports C Football Championship have been postponed due to the weather. Sean McCools were scheduled to play Four Masters, while Niamh Connell were down to play St Junan's. There are four games in the preliminary quarterfinals of the Senior Championship over the weekend. Tomorrow evening, St Junan's and Termon have a 5 o'clock start, while at 7:30 it is Niamh Connell up against Killy Beggs. Our feature games over the weekend will come from the doubleheader at O'Donnell Park on Sunday, where Four Masters are in action against Glenswilly and McCool's face Downings. Tomorrow sees the All-Ireland Masters final taking place in Cavan, where Donegal and Tyrone meet, and we will have live updates on Saturday Sport. Finally for now in boxing, Grainne Walsh can guarantee herself at least a silver medal at the World Boxing Championships in Liverpool later. The Offaly boxer takes on Aida Abikaeva of Kazakhstan in a semi-final bout in the 65kg section. They are due in the ring at 6:30. That's all from the sports desk today, but don't forget we are going over to Dermot and Declan for live commentary of Finn Harp's big game against Cork from 7:45. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. International news, and the Netherlands is joining Ireland in a proposed boycott of Eurovision over the war in Gaza. A Dutch public broadcaster, along with RTE, now say they won't take part in next year's contest if Israel is allowed to. Organisers say it's up to each nation to decide if it wants to participate, but they say they're also consulting on how to manage what they call geopolitical tensions. Meanwhile, a 25-mile march is taking place tomorrow from Malin Head to Bunkrana to highlight the campaign for an end to Israeli actions in Gaza and an immediate opening of the borders for aid. The long march for Gaza reflects the fact that Inishowen and Gaza are the same length, but organisers say that's where the similarities end. In terms of total area, Inishowen is more than twice the size of Gaza, but has a population of just over 40,500. Gaza's population tops 2.1 million. Tomorrow's march is being coordinated by the Inishowen, Derry and Letterkenny branches of the Irish-Palestinian Solidarity Campaign. Spokesperson Caroline White says it's a highly symbolic undertaking.
We're marching to honour the dead of Gaza, everybody that's been killed, and to demand a stop to this genocide, because our government, by its inaction with the Occupied Territories Bill and allowing warplanes to fly through Shannon, we just need everybody to stand up. We need everybody to take a stance and say that this isn't okay, and we're going to do everything we can to try and stop this genocide.
Fehad an nomad, Thraisha Coig, Agusanish an Nocht, Alev, Eg Colum Ferreter.
Chamber Tash of Colum Ferreter, Ansha, Let Napri, Skelty, Bain Kid, Agoj, Nashunta, Erson, and Nagelige, Lebresh, Agus, Jaim Lilna, Anuas, Ershuler, a Fihudalad and Visha. Amalia Heclia, a Tosha de Carno Parnell, August a Creednu, a Chal Lion, Tagan an Agoj Carta, and ye Blianta, the Galtanish Brescia, na now Colinta, August Gunivera Asnava, con Taku Lenarjanga, August Leshin Giltert, Major Larachis Tajenta, Heave Conru, Negeligan. To Amaktigolior Fogarha, Eglinur Lecher Kennan, a Lahai, Se sé an óhart le rangan a géige de chiine foiiste de foiistí bonscola, agus a rang chóra géige de gáaltaí idir a céad sa darna bblionn ar a bhanscoil ag táisiirt an seaartin an rin luúin an darna leas fi den bhí seo. Se spreic na chuirsa seo na líhacht agus muín daltaí a bheosú. Tá imachtaí telaí agus OKG sosialta a agrú ag an líonrú commáid. Olas ag lnra.lc.ie. Tá údras na gealtachta tar éis muoiniú a cheadú do Ollscoil Technólaíochta an Atlantaí an leit sé cenan don bhlíon acadú le seo chun tacíirt a thuirt don ard diplóma an ggéalaigh feimach agus Astrahain tá an cuasa sé cheartain agus fhí ag freistal a riachtanais habhachtathe teontscoil na géalaige agus a chuirtar Ollins Garmúl ar ardchaidean ar fáil an airneal an Astrahain agus san airneal go na géalaige go generalta. Tá ról spragu le línú a géal leine le daoine dígrasa a gúirtú acu le bhé mar chuid den oran a measc rólanna atá fógartha ná féimeannach le haid an tógra idetheis géalbhrataach agus féimeanna le haid scéimeanna géal leine a agrú agus a reachtal gaholas ag an suíomh géallinn bonc IE. Agus be an éile darn san éar a raist am líanana idir a sé lásfhí agus an áta lásfhí den bhí seo den darna bhlíana na dhéad chéile féle phobal an ómos do rónan macihuií an sár chréaltóirt agus be cat na manaí a reachtal a ríist am líanana comórtas ardain de bhhaanaí nua le dúise na móra an príomhdúis do chuid 10,000 euro san arabh gaolas ar thíh na féle. Agus bé an ceoltóir áitiúil Dominic McGillivreide ag seoló albam agus lór uairsaige gala na guanta a mara de saharn ag teachúdaí bag a ngídóir. Bé cead lena ceol agus léachtón fásta agus seisintí chomáid tá fáilte roimh a hananne. Seo mo thid sé eile go léir slán agus bannacht.
Go luath agus colm agus anois an aimseir. And Mid Éireann tell us it'll be bright and breezy with sunshine and showers in the early evening. However, some heavy showers with isolated thunderstorms and spot flooding still possible with moderate southwest winds, fresher in the west. This evening and early tonight, more persistent rain for a time, clearing eastwards, becoming drier with clear spells and a few showers. Overnight, further heavy showers will feed into western areas. Lowest temperature 6 to 9 degrees Celsius, moderate south to southwest winds, fresh to strong on coasts. Tomorrow we'll see a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers, some heavy or thundery, gradually dying out through the afternoon and evening in top temperatures of 13 to 15 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh and occasionally gusty southwest winds tomorrow, decreasing light to moderate west later. Main stories in brief. A man's been arrested in connection with the Chrysler explosion that tragically claimed the lives of 10 people on October 7th, 2022. The man was detained this morning. He's being detained at a Garda station in Dublin. A Lifford Stranooner councillor says reports that an autism service based at the Glenside Business Centre on the Glenfin Road in Ballybuffet will close from tomorrow are distressing for service users and their parents. The parents are being referred to the CDNT, which councillor Dakota Nick Venman says is under severe pressure already because of staff shortages and long waiting lists. Donegal County Council will be undertaking essential maintenance works on the N13 dual carriageway between the Dry Arch roundabout and Manor Cunningham roundabout between Tuesday and Thursday of next week. They say they have added extra phases to their temporary traffic management plan in order to minimise disruption. However, they're advising motorists to allow extra time for their journeys, particularly in the mornings. We're back with news headlines at 6 o'clock. In the interim, of course, check all today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 12th of September. The death has taken place of Sheila McGarvey, Naoe O'Donnell, Lochanoran, Anna Gray. Her remains will repose at her home tomorrow and on Sunday from 12 noon until 8 p.m. with Rosary Nightly at 8. Sheila's funeral mass will take place at 11 o'clock on Monday morning in St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagry, followed by burial in the new graveyard. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page and on the church webcam. The death has taken place of Tommy Cuff, 1 Mulberry Avenue, Buncrana. Tommy's remains will repose at his residence from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 9:15, going to St Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, Cavan, at 3. The death has taken place of Pa Deeney, Castle Avenue, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his residence. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12 noon, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for Requiem Mass at 12:30, with burial afterwards in Cock Hill Cemetery. The death has occurred of Dominic Domi O'Donnell, Curramone, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at McCool Funeral Home today and tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock via Curramone for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate's Tronora at 11. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, directly to Donegal Hospice at idonate.ie or care of any family member. The death has occurred of Patrick Farron, 325 Grove Cottages, Muff. Patrick's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, followed by interment in St Patrick's Graveyard, Ishkeheen. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time, please, from 10:30 tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Eugene Miller, formerly of Drimmenloch, Glenties, London and the USA. His remains are reposing at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, until 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for funeral service at the Church of Ireland Letchamecha Ward at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The service will be recorded and can be viewed later on Shovlin's Funeral Home Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland or Fintown Railway. The death has occurred of Ellen Gallagher, née Denison, Church Road, Carrigart. Reposing at her daughter Terry's home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning to St John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Carrigart Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital. And the death has taken place of Bert Wrightwood, Cavan Hill, Ballandrate, Lifford. Bert's remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral on Sunday afternoon in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, at 1, followed by interment in St Columba's Church Cemetery, Drumahull. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.